Okay, so we left off in Siman Sadihei and Siv Gimel. I just want to, I'll sort of make the correction, Tokhkedei Dibur. Okay, I'll add it, what Yirmiyahu added to us. So, Siv Gimel. Ka'aros shel basar shehutchu biyore choleves b'chamin shehayad soledet b'hen. Okay, you have, let's say, a fleshik sink, or you have a large fleshik bowl, and in that fleshik sink, you have a large milchik bowl or a large milchik sink, and in that milchik sink you fill it with boiling with water, which is yad soledet bo, and now you are washing your freshik plates in that milchik sink. Afilu shnehem b'nei yoman, you had used that sink earlier for milchiks within the last 24 hours, mutter. You're allowed to use those kelim afterwards, l'chatchila. In other words, we don't say that the status of the sink changed, we don't say the status of the dishes changed. Mishum dahave nat barnat de hetera. Because this is just another example of nat barnat. And that's why, if you notice, the language of Mechaber is karo shel basar shehutchu. Namely, this is not an eitzah to do it l'chatchila. In other words, the whole dish barnat, even according to the Mechaber, is Olu, Nisbashlu, Nitzlu, Hutchu, it was already done, then we say that now you can use these dishes, L'chatchila, for their original purpose. Nothing happened to these dishes. And we pointed out last time that everyone, L'chor, agrees with that. They are not allowed, L'chatchila, to take a fleshik kli and use it to make something milchik via nat barnat, to eat with a milchik meal. And we said last time that would even be if a kli is eno ben yomo. What Yirmiyahu pointed out to me is that in the Badei HaShulchan and Rabbi Willig's article, they both say that the Gra, the Gaon of Vilna, he on that nekuda was cholek. He said that you could take a kli she'eno ben yomo and use it l'chatchila to cook something of the other side. In other words, you can take a kli b'seri eno ben yomo and cook something parva in that kli to eat with milk. But they both agree that even though Gaon of Vilna says it, we don't paskin that way. I'm not certain, you know, I'm certainly batel mevutel klape Rabbi Willig and klape the Badei HaShulchan, but I just don't see in the language of the Gaon of Vilna where he really says that. But in any case, we paskin, you know, it's a normative halacha, is we don't, be it ben yomo, be it eno ben yomo, and make something parva in order to eat it with milchiks, with fleshiks, with the min which is not the kli. But over here, the karm shehutchu, so those are now mutar l'chatchila to be used. Vuhu, that she'amar bari li she'ayashum shuman davuk bahem. Namely, all we have is a ta'am. We just have a ta'am which goes from the basar, from the chalaf to the kli, to the water, from the basar to the kli, to the water. All we have are ta'amim. So we say that when these ta'amim mix, that we're dealing with a nat barnat. However, were there to be shuman, were there to be be'en, then tzorach she'yeh b'mayim shishim, negem ha'moshes ha'shuman, shal p'nei ha'kara. Then we need shishim against the be'en. Nat barnat is only a heter within the world of ta'am, not within the world of be'en. Okay, that's the shita of the Mechaber. Comes along the Ramah and says, v'yesh osir mafilu ein shuman davuk b'hem. Namely, there's no heter over here of nat barnat. Ela imkein echad menakelim einan b'nei yoman mibriyas kli rishon. And then, einan b'nei yoman certainly is okay. V'az kol kein mutarim. V'hamayim nohagim lehem osir l'chatchila. Aval, im shneihem b'nei yoman, which is the case of the Mechaber, v'hidiach osam b'yachad b'kli, which is the case of the Mechaber, hakol osir. Namely, this goes beyond the previous Ramah. The previous Ramah quoted a daya that there's no din of nat barnat, but he said, we'll be machmer l'chatchila. Here the Ramah says, hakol osir. And then he continues, v'hachi nohagin v'ein l'shanos. So the question is, what happened over here to this case? I mean, like, why in the world is this worse? Why is Sif Gimel worse than Sif Aleph and Sif Beis? In Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, the Mechaber was Matir L'chatchila, and the Ramah was Matir B'di'evid. Here we have a case where the machaber is l'shitaso. He's matir l'chatchil. Again, l'chatchil, once it was hutru, he's matir. And the Rama asers b'diyevet. And the Taz gives a case which may bring... Normally, we don't go ahead and wash milchakdesh dishes in a fleshik pot, or vice versa. But the Taz says, I'll give you a case which is exactly the same halachically. Namely, and this is the Taz at the end of Sif Ches, that you have nisbashel mayim o yirakos kdeira choleves bas yoma. You have a milchik bas yoma bowl, and you cook vegetables in that bowl. V'tachbuvo kafshel basar ben yomo, and now you stick a besari spoon into those vegetables. V'ein shishim neged hakaf bas yoma, osrim ze et ze. Afilu shneihem mekunachos yafe. That we do not say not bar not. In this case, we say that the bowl is going to be usser and the spoon is going to be usser, and that the vegetables are going to be basar v'chalav. So how is this different than the classic not bar not? So the answer the Taz gives at the beginning of that Sif Katan, the beginning of Sif Katan Ches, that what the Rama is quoting over here is a shita of Tosfos. And Tosfos says, lo domi ledogim shalu bika'ara. And he has two reasons. Firstly, shani hacha shahaka'aros nog'ot b'machavat v'niflat ta'am mize lazeh. V'havei ta'am sheni b'iser. Not bar not is when you have from the milk into the pot, from the pot into the water, and from the water into whatever we're dealing with. Here you have from the milk into the pot, into the dish. In other words, it's going directly, the pot is touching the dish. So you don't have the not bar not. The dish is fleishik, the pot is milchik, and they're touching directly. There's no not bar not. That's reason number one. Reason number two, v'ocha tam asheni shel basar v'shel chalav, even if they wouldn't touch, but rather that you would be very careful to hold the dishes only in the water, and the dish will never touch the surface of the pot. Even in that case, hatam asheni shel basar chalav nichnas b'mayim miyad v'ne'esru hamayim v'chozrin v'ostrin haka'aros v'hamachavas. That we have the ta'amim meeting one another. We have the ta'am basar and ta'am chalav meeting one another. Namely, it's not that the ta'am goes from the chalav to the pot to the water and then hits the ta'am basar. It goes from the milk to the pot, and in the water it hits the ta'am basar. So again, we don't have our classic not bar not. That's the shita of Tosfos. So what does the Mechaber say to this line of reasoning? So the answer is, in Achinami, that's Tosfos, but the Ramban disagrees with Tosfos on both points. A, he says, so of course, if we have a rule, ein blia of yotzeis mikedera lekedera below rotev, there's never going to be a blia from two kelim to touch one another. There has to be liquid in between. So the moment there has to be liquid in between, that's a not bar not. That's in other words, you can't say, but they're going to touch one another. Touching one another doesn't create a direct blia from one to the other. It's always going to go via the liquid. The moment it goes via the liquid, so we have our second ta'am is still beheter. Only when it hits the third stage does it turn into a possible iser. That's what the Ramban points out. Tosfos doesn't know that. Tosfos doesn't know Yeridea. Tosfos knows Yeridea, but he held as a concept of a kli lach. Namely, the question is, how do we view when two things touch one another where there is enough of a liquid to create a blia, but not enough of a liquid to be called its own entity? That's the question, whether there's such a concept. According to Ramban, there's no such concept. The moment it's called a liquid to transfer time, it's also enough of a liquid to be its own entity. Tosfos holds that you can have something which is lach, and it's still going directly from one to the other. Namely, that there's no intermediary stage of going through water. And hu hadin, on the second machlokas, also conceptual machlokas. The question is, what happens in water when you have water with a ta'am of basar, and you have water with a ta'am of chalav that connect? How do we view that? Do we view it that the ta'amim hit one another directly without the medium of water? Or no, the water is like a piece of meat or vegetable that has a ta'am, and that touches another vegetable that has a ta'am, And then we have a separate stage. So that's the Machlokes, Tosfos and the Ramban. According to Tosfos, we have a concept that ta'am can aser ta'am. Two ta'amim. The liquid doesn't serve as a medium if the liquid has two ta'amim from two different sources in it. Masha ein kein, according to the Ramban, we have the din of chaticha na'aseis nevela. The liquid asers the water. The water is like a chaticha. And then that asers, that comes in contact with the other water. So we have over here a double conceptual machlokes between Tosfos and the Ramban. A conceptual machlokes as to whether the two vessels, the two kelim that are hitting one another, are considered to be going directly from one to the other via a lachut, or it's considered to be going during an intermediate stage. And even if they don't hit one another, is there a concept that two ta'amim can hit one another and we ignore the medium, we ignore the water, or do we say no, that the water is like a cheftza, and so we have a cheftza with ta'am A touching a cheftza with ta'am B, that's already stage to stage, yes?
So, would the Rama be makel, could the Rama be makel even though he learns like Tosfos, because he quotes the Mari Vayel and Pei Zayin,
yes,
with two kelim that were washed with water, one basar and one milchik, and you mix the water together, so you can't give it even to your animal because it's osrim ba'ana. But he says, make a lo yasid. They're just chumras mi'alma.
Yes.
So the chorosh, like, the rama should be able to be mekel in such a situation. Isn't that kind of the same question? Can the ta'amim of the basar and the chalav be considered to be meat and have an issue in a liquid medium?
Again, what's the case over there? The case over there is you washed the kelim together.
You wash kelim of basar and you have water from that. You wash kelim of milk and you have water from that. And then you mix the two together. You just pour them into the same bowl or whatever it is.
So right, so we're saying that is l'chora according to the, in other words, that over there it's called the chumra be'alma. That's
right.
What you're saying. It's a good point. Over there it's called the chumra be'alma.
And then she says, well, make a little hefsed. Yafsid.
It's called the chumra be'alma. I think that the answer to that is a continuity of the Rama. Okay, let's continue over here in the Rama. Okay? So the Rama continues and says, even though I aser in this case, where you have the Ka'aros and the Kedera and the Yore, the Ka'aros and the Yore all together within the realm of a Kli Rishon Yad Soledes Bo, however, aval im hutchu ze acharze. Namely, first you heat water in the yore, and then the tam is going to go into the tam of the is going to go into the water, and then you put the kelim in. Right, that already is a not bar not, even according to the Rama. That already is a napar, not even according to the Rama, because you already had the no saint tam in the water. That's the case on Siman Pei Zayim. Oh, b'kli sheni. Then afilu biyachad hakol shari. The moment you go down to the world of kli sheni, there's no longer a meaningful transfer of tam. Okay, so the Iser is only when you have it yachad b'kli rishon. If we have it yachad in a kli sheni, or ze achar ze in a kli rishon, then we have a heter. V'im ira mikli rishon shel basar al kli chalav. That's already dino ki kli rishon. V'asar im yihye ben yoma. That's going to create a bliya of kedei klipa. Aval, says the Rama, im ira mayim roschim. You have a kettle, a par of a kettle, and you pour water from a par of a kettle. She'enon shel basar v'shel chalav. Al kelim shel basar v'shel chalav biyachad. You have in your sink milchik and fleishik dishes lying one on top of the other, and now you're pouring boiling water on this mixture of kelim. Afilu shuman davuk b'hem hakol shari. Why? We have over here a bliya of kli rishon she'ein irui kekli rishon mama shiyasa kelim shemar alehem shivru zemizeh. Here the Shach goes crazy. What are you talking about? Says the Shach in Sifkat on Chaf. Kashali, iri mevashel kedei klipa. So why isn't there a problem that we have these two kelim that are within kedei klipa of one another, and you're pouring hot water on the two. So why don't we have over here a problem that each of them is baleya from the other? Kidei klipa. So the Gra was bothered by this, and he gives a brilliant answer. He says, "The miyad shen the Gra sifkat and kaf beis. The miyad shen nachu mayim al kli echad have a kli sheni." Namely, that the water is first going to hit one kli, and then it's going to bounce to the other kli. When it bounces off of the first kli, then it's already going to be kli sheni. In other words, only when we speak about Irui as a kli rishon, that's when it's connected directly to the source. We have a constant flow from the source. But if in between it hits something, then it moves from being a kli rishon to being a kli sheni. And we pointed out that the moment that it's a kli sheni, then we already have no issue of not bar nat, or no issue of blia. Okay? Tov. Based on all of these halachos in this se'if, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Yoredei Chelek Aleph, Simon Membeis, deals with the issue of a sink and dishes. That in the Lower East Side, where Moshe was the Rav, they had apartments that people rented that had one sink. They didn't have two sinks. It was built by the federal government, and they only had one sink. There are projects that were built, and they only had one sink. And the question is,
I don't remember ever seeing more than one sink
when you were growing up. Okay. Right, so non-Jews built apartments with one sink. And so the question is, what does a frum Jew do with one sink? So we know that nowadays, right, we have these racks. You put a rack on the bottom, and that rack means that even if the sink is treif, but you're not putting the dishes in the sink, you're putting it on the rack. And so you have a milchik rack, and you have a fleishik rack, and shalom al Yisrael. But in the time of Rav Moshe, they didn't have plastic racks. So the question is, what do you do with the sinks? Rav Moshe said you could use it for milchiks and fleishiks, ze achar ze, without a rack. Why? Because in terms of the milchik dishes and the fleishik dishes, the moment it's ze achar ze, we saw in the Ramah, even the same water is not going to be a problem. It's going to be a nat bar nat dehetera, even according to the Ramah. Okay? And in terms of the fact, well, maybe the sink itself is usser, because you're using hotter, and that water, let's assume, is coming from a kli rishon. And so you're using the hot water on milchik dishes. Maybe that's going to be mavli into the sink. Then using it on fleishik dishes is going to be mavli into the sink. Maybe the sink itself is basar v'chalav. And now when you have the dish on the sink, there's going to be a direct, like according to the Rama, according to Tosos, you go directly from the sink into the dish. So Rav Moshe says that the possibility of a sink having basar v'chalav in it is almost non-existent, because the dish that touches the sink is not going to make it basar v'chalav. What you have to have is a piece of cheese which is on the sink, and that the hot water is going to come directly, without touching anything else, directly on the cheese, hit the cheese and the sink simultaneously. Then you're going to have a bli in a certain point. And to say that within 24 hours you're going to have a piece of meat on that exact spot, and hot water is going to hit that exact spot without touching anything else, is very, very unlikely. So it could be you're going to have blios of milk and blios of meat, maybe, you know, within the sink. But say you're going to have a point which within 24 hours became both a blia of milk and of meat, that's very hard to say. So this is what Rabbi Willig summarizes in his article, Rav Moshe's tshuva about the sink. Again, our minhag is to use separate racks, such that if the sink really is basar v'chalav, or when you may have a treif sink, you know, you're renting an apartment that was used previously by a non-Jew, so to use, and you want to use hot water, so to use racks. But Rav Moshe says that there's really, really no need, in other words, from milchiks to fleishiks, to use racks, because the likelihood is that the sinks have spots of basar and spots of chalav, and then you're always going to have a nat bar nat situation. Yeah?
Can Rabbi explain one more time what I would need to create basar b'chalav for Moshe?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Draw it. Okay. This is your sink. Mm-hmm. Okay? And here you have all sorts of dishes, etc. And here you have a flow of water. Mm-hmm. In order for this sink is not going to belay anything from these dishes. Okay? But were we to have because the moment that the water hits the dish and then hits the sink, that's what the Ramah pointed out, you know, where it says that's not going to be enough to assur the sink. So what's going to be? Maybe you have over here a piece of cheese, which is stuck to the side of the sink. And maybe at some point you're going to have a flow of water, yatzoledetbo, which is going to hit exactly over here. That's going to make this little bit over here, this little point where it touched chalavi. Now, in order for this to be basar b'chalav, it means that within 24 hours, you have to have a piece of meat on this exact spot, and again, you're going to have a flow going exactly, and that this piece of, that this part of the sink that become chalavi is now going to be bolei basar, and we're going to have over here a spot of basar b'chalav. Rav Moshe says that the likelihood of that happening is very, very unlikely. Now, it's the likelihood of parts of the sink becoming chalavi, that's possible over the course of a lifetime, and the likelihood of parts of the sink becoming bisari at different points is also likely over a lifetime, but the likelihood that these two are going to be the exact same spot is very, very rare. Yeah?
Why does it have to be the same exact point? We don't say that by a pot.
Because we're dealing with a klipa. We're dealing with the irui. Irui is only mavliya kedei klipa. So the klipa is a local blia. So we're dealing with local blios. So in order for there to be a problem, you have to have the exact same spot. And within 24 hours. And you have to have that the water isn't going to hit anything on the way. And it's going to go exactly on the same spot. It's possible, but it's very unlikely. And we have a real lo machzikin in Isura. We don't worry about these worst case scenarios, yes?
The faucet is considered a
klipa. Ah, that's also assuming that we have a boiler in the basement of the apartment building, and that there is this tsaneret, there is this pipe system which brings it out, and we're going all of that as one kli rishon, and the water coming out is going to be iril kli rishon, assuming that shita, which we are worried about, we are worried about such a possibility. We're going to view it all as one kli rishon, even then, right? But you're correct. You could say that, you know, maybe that where we've been twice removed from the kli rishon in terms of how the water is being pumped into the house. It depends on the nature of the system. But assuming that if we were to have a seamless system in which the water would simply be heated and go directly, in a pipe that would be considered to be an extension of the boiler into your sink, assuming that, then Rav Moshe still was matir.
Just saying, but we can assume that the apartments in the university were not new and that Goyim had lived there, right? So not just a question of Bas Bechal, there's actually like Nevel in there or something.
So Rav Moshe talks about that. In other words, that if it's Treif and Achinami, you need to put something on the bottom. But the assumption, if the Jew is the first tenant, in other words, in the tenements on the Lower East Side, the Jews were the first tenants of those tenements. They, in other words, afterwards, they moved to other ethnic groups. But the Jews were the first tenants. Okay. Then the Rama just continues that, where you have the kaf gimel of the gra, im nimtza kara choleves bein klei basar, right? You find the milchik spoon in the fleshik drawer, vice versa. Lo chayshinan shema hutku biyachad b'derech ha-ne'esarim. To assume that this milchik spoon got into it because it was used in a kli rishon al gabei ha'esh when it was still a ben yomo, and according to the Taz, it's a sfeik sfeika, according to the Gra, la machzakin and yisura, we're not choshesh. I mean, even though my wife is chosheshet, but I always have this drawer full of spoons to be machshir erev Pesach that she found in the wrong drawers, in the wrong, etc. But al pi halacha, there's la machzakin and yisura. Okay. Yeira eli. She'im, sif dalad. Okay? Yeira eli. She'im nasnu efer b'mayim chamin. Shebiyore kodem shehinichu hakederos b'socha afal pisha shuman davak b'hem mutter. Right, that we mentioned again that you have this yore of chalav, and now you're putting the meat dishes in. So he said, if there's shuman, then we need shishim, and if we don't have shishim, everything is going to become aser. But you can solve that problem by creating a nosein ta'am lifgam. How do you create nosein ta'am lifgam? By putting afer into the water, and then even if there is shuman, it's all going to become mutter, not because of not bar not, but because of nosein ta'am lifgam. So over here, the Taz was bothered that l'chora we have a stira in the halacha, that back in Siman Pei Zayin, we saw, it's not a kasha on the Mechaber, it's a question how we paskin. Here the Mechaber paskins that Afer turns things into no Saint Tam Lechgam. And back in Siman Pei Zayin, in the Sifkatan that Yonasan was quoting earlier, when we had all those cases of the Ramah, of things that you should be choshesh for, so one of them was not to make shampoo out of the residue that you find in the oven, because within that residue, you have basar and you have chalav, and you cook together basar and chalav. But who cares? In that residue, there's also ashes. And so shouldn't the ashes turn it into nosein tam of gam? So that's the question of the Taz, and it leaves it with tzarech iyun. How do we paskin? And the Nekudas HaKesef says, there's no tzarech iyun at all. It depends as to the quantity of the basar or the chalav that we're talking about. That Afer will turn a small quantity of basar or chalav into nosein tam of gam, which is a shuman, which is davuk bohem. Just we already pointed out that maybe, back in Hilchos Taros, he pointed out that if you have a pot which is greasy, a greasy pot, we could say that after 24 hours, that grease is no Saint Tam of Gam. Either the grease is be'en, it's on the surface of the pot, but a thin level of grease we could view like tam. Over here, we're talking about the grease on the pot, the shuman davak b'hem. That thin level, that amount, says in Kusa Kesef, that can be turned into no Saint Tam of Gam via Afer. But back in the oven, where you have residues of basar and chalav, that is too large an amount for the afer to turn into no sein tam lefgam. Okay, that's the Taz. The Shach, however, says this is too much of a chiddush to say that you just sprinkle some ashes into water that you've created this holy water that's not going to transfer basar and chalav. Had that been the case, we would have a brilliant eitzah of how to be magil kelim that are b'nei yoman. In other words, let's say you accidentally mess up your pot. You had a milchik pot and you accidentally cooked meat in it, right? And now you want to use this milk. Now you want to kasher this milchik pot. So what do we say? We say wait 24 hours, and then the tam in the pot is going to be nosein tam lefgam, and then fill the pot with boiling water. And then the tam is going to go out into the water, and when it goes back into the pot, it's going to go back in as a tam pogum, and it's not going to asur the pot. And that way, we purge the pot of its tam. But had that pot been ben yomo, you can't be magil it, because it's going to go into the water and come back out. A tam, l'shevach, is going to go into the water and go back into the pot. What have you accomplished? The only way of being magil a pot, which is ben yomo, is if you have shishim in the pot against the bliya, which is a very rare situation, right? That's what the shach asks. Yeroy Ali din zelonimsa b'shum posik v'loshum echa me'achronim is kiruhu shach kafalef gam beis Yosef lo his kiro adaraba mashma midivrei haposkim dein shum takana lahagil kli ben yomo im lo sheyesh b'ayim shishim neged akli. And here we have this eitzah, just toss some ashes in, and so this is the shach's question. However, if you look in the Giyun HaMarasha, he says that this is not a question. The Chacham Tzvi, he quotes the Chacham Tzvi in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, who says, Ma pitom, you can do that. You can toss ashes into a pot which is ben yomo and be magulet. And the reason no one mentioned it is because it's so pashut. But certainly you can do it. In other words, you can't bring an argument for the fact that it wasn't mentioned that it can't be done. The reason it was mentioned is because it obviously can be done. So how do we paskin halacha l'maisa? This is a very real question, let's say, in the Israeli army. The Israeli army travels, like all armies travel on their stomach. People eat all the time. So you want to be magil all of the kelim for Pesach, right? So we say, okay, let the kelim sit 24 hours without using them, and then we magil them for Pesach. But what do you mean sit 24 hours without using them? The army has to eat, right? They're going to eat breakfast that morning, and they ate supper that the night right before the night of Dikas Chametz. They ate supper. So all the kelim are b'nei yoman. So the question is, can we be magil the kelim on erev Pesach by putting something in the kli that will turn it into a nosein tam lefgam? Halach l'maisa, it's a very big question. So we have over here a machlokas achronim. And this is a double machlokas. Firstly, the question that the Taz deals with, b'mitzius, is Afer a davar pogame? Is Afer a davar pogame? does it really destroy a tam? We know that when on Leil HaSeder, when you dip an egg into Afer and you eat it, it doesn't taste like a normal hard-boiled egg. But that's in terms of the egg. But what about the tam? If you were to have a tam, with putting Afer in water, turn that tam into nosin tam lefgam. That's one question. But let's say that we'll deal not with Afer, we'll deal with ammonia. We'll deal with soap. We'll deal with something which really is a pogame. Can it be added to the water of the Hag'olah to be Magil Kelim B'nei Yoman? So here we have a question as follows. In order to be Magil, you need water. What about Sharmashkin? Can you be Magil with wine? Can you be Magil with vinegar? Can you be Magil with honey? Can you be Magil with some other liquid aside from water? So that's a Machlokes Haposkim, and in Hilchos Pesach, in Siman Taf Nun Beis, the Ramah says as follows: V'ein magilim b'shum mashke. This is Taf Nun Beis Hey. Ein magilim b'shum mashke rak b'mayim. Miu b'di'eved mahani hagola b'kol mashke. It's machokas haposkim. So chatzili you shouldn't, and b'di'eved you can. So comes along the. So the question is: by adding an additive to the water, is that turning the water? If you add soap to water, is that soapy water or is that soap? Is that shar mashkim? So the Mishnah Berurah speaks about this in Sifkatan Kaf Vav. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Umishum diyesh cholkim the gam mashkin mafritim kmo mayim samchin alay winyim b'di'eved." Kosvu aposkim hu hadin mayim hamuravim bahem be'efer shekoren loig. Loig is soap. O mashin nohagim atzorfim shemartichin akliya de shimri yayin o Weinstein hamuravim mayim. Ein lahagil bechatchila rapa mayim bilvad. Ubidi eved mahani hagol abahem. So the issue, even assuming that we're dealing with something which is vade pogame, are we moving over from mayim to a different mashke? So l'chatchila you shouldn't use it, b'di'eved you can use it. That's the Mishnah Berurah's psak. However, the Chazon Ish and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, namely Poskei Eretz Yisrael, they were mekel. They say it's water. It's water with a little soap in it. It's water with a little soap doesn't turn water into vinegar. Water with a little soap doesn't turn water into wine or into honey. It's water with a little. A bad taste to it, but it's water and it can be used lechatchila, and that's what the army does. The army, they're magil kelim on erev Pesach with the davar hapogame, right? Because the kelim are bnei yoman. Okay, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about the matter, and Rav Moshe sort of is very cute. He has a tshuva that they wanted to kasher a machleva, a milk, what is it called in English? A milk production place.
Dairy farm?
A dairy production line. They wanted to kasher a dairy production line from Cholav Akum to Cholav Yisrael. And of course, they're not going to be mash dairy line for 24 hours to allow it to become an Eino Ben Yomo. Right? In other words, they have this day. They have a day they can make Cholav Yisrael. So the question is, can in the morning, when it's still a Ben Yomo, can they put the Dover Pogum into the whole pipe system? That won't mess things up and be magulit in that manner. So if Moshe was not here, that they should be magulit with that Dover HaPogim in two stages. First put the Dover HaPogim in, and then be magulit with water. What's the svara? That the Dover HaPogim will cause the tam within the walls of the pipes to be tam lefgam. And then be magil with water, so there's no problem with being magil with davar acher. Simply to be magil twice, to be choshish for the daya, that maybe, like the Mishnah Berurah says, this is considered to be sharmashkin. And sharmashkin is a machokas, l'chatchila. I thought that's cute. Okay, so that's the tshuva of Rav Moshe in Yoredeya Chelik Beis, Siman Lamed Aleph. Right, it's about 70 tshuvas before his tshuva on chinuch that we spoke about this morning in terms of asking a kid to snitch on his friend. Okay, so that's all your Yoredeya Chelik Beis. Yoredeya has a lot of things in it, right? It starts off with Dina Iser Veheter, and then it moves over to Dina Nida, and then it moves over to the, in other words, also to the world of tzedakah, Sefer Torah, and chinuch. Okay, yes?
The chalav and the basar are both the shvach, so why should it matter that the eker is not, that the iser is the shvach? You know, it's like you put in a vela into your chicken soup, and that was shabbat, but you also
put no, in so we'll be pogame the milk. In other words, you can't create basar v'chalav.
It's not like chanan. It's not like it became one thing. It's just aper and milk. The milk is fine. The aper is bad. It's a different ingredient. And
so no, it's, we were saying is that we have in, let's say let's take the case of chametz. You have chametz in the walls of a kli, right? So now when you remagil the kli, the chametz, the tam chametz is going to go into the water. And the issue is it's going to go back into the wall of the kli. So after 24 hours, when it goes back into the walls of the kli, it's going to be eino ben yomo and tam lefgam. Here you're doing it within 24 hours. But if when it hits the water, it turns into a tam pagum, so now the kli is going to be boleya tam chametz pagum, and that's not going to asur the kli. Okay, so huadin in terms of basar v'chalav. Okay, that's what we have over here in Sif Dalet. Sifim hei vav and zayin are chshashos. That maybe things get, the question is, are we worried that things are going to get mixed up at the table? Eimenich in kli sheyesh bo kutach. Kutach is a milchik spread. Eitzel kli sheyesh bo melach, because we're afraid maybe some of the kutach will spray into the salt. Avo mutar lo eitzel kli sheyesh bo chometz, because those two kelim generally are used, you know, are covered or used separately, etc. V'dafka im hakelim megulim, then there's even an issue with the salt. It's all l'chatchila. You know, where it's, and similarly, sivav, mutan l'item b'toch teva, you can put into your refrigerator, kad shel basar, eitzel shel chalav. You don't have to have separate shelves for a pitcher of gravy and a pitcher of milk. V'yesh machmir l'chatchila, to have different shelves. Okay? In siv zayin, melach hanosun b'ka'ara shel basar, mutan l'itno b'chalav. Again, because there's no bliya from the kara of basar into the melach. Melach is not mavliya, doesn't pull things out of a kli. Ein melicha lekelim, doesn't pull things out of a kli. It puts things into a kli. It doesn't pull things out of a kli. V'hamachmir gam bazeh, tov alav bracha, ki yesh machmir melechatchila, because we'll assume the melach hanosen b'kara shel basar may have been on a basari table, and maybe, you know, someone dipped something into the melach or something. Something splattered onto the melach, etc. That's why we have separate salt shakers for milk and meat.
Separate salt shakers, though, is a little different, no? Because the salt was never...
Right. The question is, what's the issue with the salt shakers? Oh, it's all covered, etc. But maybe, let's say you have a hot bowl of... Let's say you're cooking soup over the fire, and you tasted it, and it's a little bland. So you take a salt shaker, you hold it over the bowl, and you shake some salt in. So maybe the zeya coming up is going to go into the salt shaker. That's the question. You know, it's these are possibilities. But it's chshashos. And so lechatchila, we have separate kelim. Okay, so far so good. You have power to continue. You want to stop at this point? We could stop and continue on Monday if you want. We only have two simonim left.
Let's stop.
Stop. Okay. This later. Okay, so bli neder Monday at 3:00, back to our regular schedule. And that will be, it'll be a short shiur. Simon Sadi Hey. Sadi Vav, we dealt with already. It will be a repeat in terms of Davar Charif, at least for Sif Aleph.